January 6, 2014, regular board meeting, Village of Round Lake.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the regular village board meeting to order for January 6, 2014 at 7:01. And a roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Rooney. Trustee Simoncelli. Trustee Tripnell.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Thank you. Don, will you lead us to the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Make it a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of December 16, 2013.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Newby. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 4.1, public comment. Keith? Okay. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, item 5.1 through 5.4. 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $856,641.94. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending December 15, 2013 in the amount of $122,735. I'm having a problem here.
$123,735.63.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 5.3, approve payroll for the period ending December 29, 2013 in the amount of $132,845.19. 5.4, accept the November 2013 Treasurer's Report as presented. Motion made by Trustee Tripnell, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Tripman.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carries. Anything additional at the clerk's office?
Yep. I'm good, thank you.
Mr. Administrator? May I get a motion for item 8.1 to approve a payment of $378.97 to Granger?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Tripman, seconded by Trustee Newby. Fry. Any discussion?
Thank you.
Roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Tripan.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Abstain.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Anything, Chief? Thank you. I get a motion for item 10.1, approve a payment to A-Tire in the amount of $4,247.20 for the differential replacement on truck number 54.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? I just have a question. Ron, I know that we talked this at staff, and did we talk about this committee as a whole last week or 2 weeks ago? I remember talking, and I didn't know if we talked about it at meeting or not. Thank you for approving the payment. We need the truck desperately. any discussion? Amen. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Griffin.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newman.
Aye.
I get a motion for item 12.1, approve the revision to the open burning ordinance.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripon. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 13.1, the house decorating contest winner. Mr. Herzog is not here this evening. The winner at 23 North Durham Court. Trustee Wyszynski just showed me this lovely little presentation plaque. It really looks great. Great job.
That's Jack Waddell for Sheriff.
Okay. So we were just talking, we'll wait, hopefully the weather will be better in 2 weeks, and do the presentation then. Anything else under special events, Vicki?
I don't think so. I know it's winter time, but I think we need to kind of pencil in and
Rock and roll and I'm the home conference. We're going to shoot it. Yep. So also, I didn't send it out of the RNA. Yep. I sent an email. Did you get that email? Well, I didn't think I just cleaned up three weeks worth and I just had to save what I had to, and I didn't have a chance to look at it. So I will tomorrow, if I don't have anything, I'll email you and I'm going to reset it.
Okay. The other thing that I had mentioned, and besides Arbor Day, we really need to get moving on that, because if you do want to use the big box stores, you have to have a letter out to those big box corporations now, like before the end of this month, because they fix their budget, and we won't get included after that. And a complimentary letter, obviously, to all of those who participated last year. Now is a good time, too, to let them get that into their work. When you ask for them to help you a little bit further in advance, we usually get a little bit more. So you might want to take care of a nice letter asking for that. And I think Ron, in the file that was left behind previously, there is a donation letter in there that you might want to look at and follow up, see if that works for you. In addition to that, in the past, Dawn had also talked about wanting to do an Easter egg contest for the kids. If we're looking to do that, we need to make that decision like very soon so that we can find people who will donate. What I'd really like to see donated is somebody who's donated the Easter Bunny for a visit, similar to our Santa that we had. We can get people to donate the little eggs. And instead of putting candy in the eggs, I could put in like a message, take your eggs to the, you know, to the table, whatever that you have designated, so that we get the eggs back so we can use them again in another year, and then we can give them little goodie bags. So it's just a suggestion if we want to go forward with the Easter Bunny.
One more thing that you have on the
And I'll take care of that. The tax, Chip Evans in particular, I've written his letter for him last year. So I already have it in my system. I'll just change the dates on it and change the quantity and types of trees that he gave us, because he gives us a very complete listing. And then he can use it as a tax credit for his farming. So I'll take care of that for him.
There's enough items that, Vicki, maybe you just want to call a special events meeting and everybody together and get it down on a agenda. Very good. Thank you. Mayor's comments, other than, so I was just telling Mr. Yale here, I've always commented that I appreciate this board. I enjoy working with this board, and for the first time I could question this board's sanity for living here in this conditions along with me. Other than that, I don't have anything.
Three seasons are great. You can do without the fourth.
We can do without the fourth. Trustees' comments.
Again, my thank you to everybody who participated and bailed me out. All is good at the homestead. Jerry got a good report today. And as someone else said, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm sorry,
what? Happy New Year. Happy, but it's the New Year.
It's
a cold
New Year. Cold. Yeah. Happy cold. Yeah. No comments from me. Happy New Year.
Hello?
Happy New Year to everybody. And no comments.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a list. So first, let me start with Happy New Year. Baby, it's cold outside. But here we are. First thing on my agenda to talk about is the mayoral luncheon, January 16th at noon at the Civic Center. There's going to be a little twist on the mayoral luncheon this year. While the mayors are encouraged to give a nice little rendition of what's going on in their village and about their village, if they can keep that kind of short. What we're really trying to promote this year is how all of the mayors are taking on the businesses in their villages and in their community and trying to help them move forward and be more successful and work with the villages, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be January 16th at noon. I sort of kind of need to know who is wanting to attend and whether we need a table or whatever. So if you could just email me if you are attending, I'll make sure that Shannon has you on the list.
and that that's taken care of. And Russ, I don't know if you wanted any of the department heads to come. And this is really a special feature that our mayor gets to, and this is going to be his first one in front of all of the chamber. So I suggest that you ask that we all come out.
I've been to the last four or five. They've always been pretty good.
Yeah. So let me know if you are or whatever. We can let you know so that we can get a table for our village. In addition to that, February 7th at 6 p.m. is the installation dinner. And again, I'll be holding the president's seat. I'll be being reinstalled on February 7th. That's also...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited about this, not for myself at all, but for our village. And for the first time since I've been involved with the chamber anyway, we are really showing a front of Round Lake that is unseen in any recent past. We have a little fund coming out of it that our Round Lake is going to be taking care of our entertainment during the hors d'oeuvre area, you know, hors d'oeuvre time and the setup and whatnot. Is going to be a group that actually our mayor is putting up front for us. In addition to that, we're going to have two very special guests kind of taking center stage for a little while to be a little more special. And I'm not going to get into more details. You have to be there at least where people are going to lose a lot. It's also the Calcutta's event of the year that night, so if you are interested in a Calcutta ticket, please let me know ASAP. I have three more to sell at $25 a piece. Okay. And then in addition to that, I again need to know who's all coming. Now, we as village officials and our department heads, anyone who's coming is covered by our membership here in the village, and the village will cover our costs for being there, which is really reasonable. However, if you wish to bring a spouse, we will be paying for our own spouse fees ourselves, which I'm bringing to you, so we'll be paying for that. So again, let me know. So I need to have a rough number. I know we can fill it everywhere I go, which is kind of cool. Let me know so I can make sure that the table or tables or something you may need to are reserved in Round Lake's name.
What's the date of that?
That is the February 7th, 6 p.m. at the Civic Center. Okay, the end of January, on the 29th, we have two events coming up, and I don't mean to step on anyone's toes, but I'll go ahead and since I'm in the midst of it. The morning, we're going to do the business summit. Is that the Sharpie again? And at what time?
7:30.
Great. Always wonderful for our business partners, and God bless them all for wanting to be a real part of this village. Again, another tribute to our mayor who got that up and going, and God bless you for that. In the evening at 7 p.m., Lakewood is going to sponsor and invite all of the HOAs for another HOA summit at their clubhouse. 7 p.m., 29th of January, the HOA Summit. Then a date to be announced, and I'm looking for early February. Actually, Chelsea Clemens and I would like to pull off another community prayer evening. I've talked to a couple of different, one pastor, and I've talked to the priest over at St. Joe's. We do have the desire for the community clergy to be very involved. I think that there's a dual benefit here. It's not just for the benefit of us. It's not just for the benefit of the clergy who, I guess because Reverend Faulkner has been kind of backed off with all that he went through with his wife, and God bless him, he did lose her recently. There hasn't been anybody else kind of stepping up into his position as the one who sort of brings everything together. And the father at St. Joe's said that, you know, maybe it's time I step up, or maybe it's time we step up, you know, other clergy as well. So they're looking at this as something to help bring our community together from Ferris. But it's also a huge benefit to our village because I don't know how anybody else feels, but I personally think that our guidance from above, whichever direction you choose to call it coming from, I personally believe in the Lord. So, I think that that's what's kind of missing in a lot of our lives, and we're not coming back to home base now, and certainly for me that's home base. So we kind of like to bring that all back together. pray for our village, pray for all that we're doing, for all that we're moving ahead with, and all the lessons we've learned, and for our community. So we'll be giving you the date on that. Probably the next meeting we should have a date that I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, last year we did it in May, but so this year. I don't know, one of the good ones to look at is do we want to coordinate with the national event and do it at the same time or do it on a on our own night? So.
I'm sort of hoping, talking to some of the other clergy, that we actually started out at the New Year event. New Year, new blessings, and a prayer.
Oh, okay.
And we can certainly coordinate the national event as well.
Okay.
But we do have the clergy wanting to reach out for the community, and I'm so excited that we can be a part of that as well.
Okay.
FALCO, our event is January 14th, 8 to 5 p.m. Again, your electronics will not be collected on the curbside, so we need to get them over to the Police and Public Works building, Public Works side, and it will be collected for us. This does benefit our village, so I hope that more people will come out and take advantage of getting rid of their electronics, especially as they're replacing all of their new goodies in place of the old goodies they're going to be wanting to get rid of. And finally, my thanks to Public Works. Oh my gosh. Talk about a snow event, talk about an ice event, talk about a cold event, talk about a whole lot of trouble. Thank you. I can only say thank you very much. It wasn't perfect, but it was such an extraordinary event that I don't think there was perfect. Exactly. And it was sort of all melted into the next one. There couldn't possibly be a perfect on top of all that. So I personally think we did quite well in comparison to many other villages and in comparison to many other things seen and whatnot on TV. I think we did pretty darn good, so thank you. I know we have a couple of glitches, and I know you're on top of them. Good with that. But thank you. Jeff?
You did a splendid job.
You're here. Trustee Newby?
Only comment I have is in regards to prayer night. Greg, last year when you started that, was that coordinated with the national?
It was timed. It was not, and the national events, they have a registry where you can register your event and it gets published that way. But that's other than that, that's really the only advantage of timing it with the national. Is they have a kind of a whole list of where they're happening, and they have a website and everything else. So, but it was our first try at it, first one.
So can we, with, if we have it early,
we can,
earlier, we can still run it?
Yeah, you can still do that.
Good.
I'm hoping it builds our following a little, so that we do have a good turnout for the national event, too.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Any other comments? May I get a motion for adjournment?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Clements. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned, 7:20.